10/16/17, the application of North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a HR-RPC high-density residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 16, east of Route 30, and west of Route 212, also referred to as Cedar Creek Road, and to be located on 435.67 acres, more or less. In reference to this application, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1617 for North Milton Development Group 1 and North Milton Development Group 2 for the change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to HR-RPC based upon a record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed HR-RPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance and it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, HR zoning is appropriate for the site because central water and sewer will be available. Three, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land because the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Four, according to the 2002 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan Update, the property that is the subject of this application is identified for the purpose of future land use development as being in a developing area. Five, the applicant has proposed to create a homeowners association to enforce deed restrictions and maintenance throughout the entire project. As such, this project will contain many integrated neighborhoods, all under one common development scheme. Six, the proposed project will be part of a larger North Milton Village of Elizabethtown community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, the inclusion of neighborhood retail areas as part of a master plan community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of the town of Milton and the agricultural area surrounding it. The project will comply with all agricultural use requirements, including buffers, setbacks, and other agricultural use restrictions. Seven, the applicants have proposed a phasing plan for the project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. Eight, the applicants have favorably addressed all the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance as part of its RPC presentation. Nine, according to the strategies for state policies and spending, virtually all the property associated with this application falls within investment levels 1 and 2. Because the proposed development is located nearly entirely within level 1 and level 2 areas, which the state has already targeted for development and infrastructure investments, the Office of State Planning Coordination has endorsed the proposed project. 10, the location of the proposed project provides convenient access to major roadways, including Route 1, Route 30, and Route 16, as well as orderly and efficient access to existing residential and commercial areas in the town of Milton. 11, all utility facilities will be designed to comply with applicable state and county requirements. 12, because the development will be the result of a comprehensive and coordinated system of maintenance, oversight, and management, including maintenance obligations for all open space areas, buffers, amenities, stormwater management areas, streets, sidewalks, etc. The proposed development is superior to the development of this land in smaller, separate, and unrelated subdivisions. 13, the development will provide extensive active and passive recreation areas such as swimming pools, basketball and tennis courts, fields for softball and soccer, a community center, parks, multi-use trails, sidewalks, and street lighting. 14, the proposed development is designed to minimize environmental impacts. In addition to the master plan water and sewer systems, the stormwater management facilities will be designed and operated in accordance with all county ordinances and DENREC regulations and will utilize best management practices. Buffers will be provided from all wetland areas, and no wetland areas are located within any lot lines. In addition, extensive areas of existing woodlands will be preserved. 15, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. 1, The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 1,676, of which no less than 1,210 shall be single-family lots or detached townhouses. Two, except for community civic facilities, there shall be no commercial uses within the RPC. Within the RPC, there shall be adequate space set aside and dedicated for public use to serve the residents of the project and the residents of the county. The location of this space shall be shown on the master plan. Three, the construction of the entire project shall be phased over a period of 15 years, with no more than 200 building permits being issued with any given calendar year, commencing on the date of final approval of this application by the Sussex County Council. Four, site plan review is required by the master plan and each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curbs, sidewalks, street lights, and all buffers. Five, no more than 250 building permits shall be issued for residential units within the proposed development before a definitive location and all infrastructure improvements required to support a public safety building for fire, police, and medical services are made available within the proposed development. The location and size of this area shall be coordinated with these service providers and shown on the master plan. Six, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. Interior street design, including curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting, shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Seven, recreational facilities for each separate phase of the development, as indicated in the phasing plan for the development, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of that phase prior to the issuance of any building permit for any subsequent phase of the development. Eight, the RPC shall be served by wastewater treatment facility and collection system built and maintained in accordance with the requirements of DNREC and all other federal, state, and local agencies. Nine, the RPC shall be served by central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. 10, central gas service for the development shall be permitted subject to the approval of the Office of State Fire Marshal and other agencies having jurisdiction. The location of any storage tanks shall be shown on the master site plan. 11, stormwater management and erosion sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practices shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the systems. 12, state and federal wetlands shall not be included in any or in individual lots. State and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as may be authorized by valid federal and state permit. 13, a set of comprehensive covenants and restrictions shall be recorded and a master homeowners or condominium association shall be formed with subsidiary homeowners or condominium associations for each subcommunity within the development to provide for proper maintenance and governance of the entire development, including perpetual obligations for the upkeep, maintenance, repair, and replacement of all streets, sidewalks, buffers, stormwater management facilities, passive and active open spaces, recreational facilities, and other common areas. 14, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 15, agriculture buffers shall be provided by applicable state and county requirements. The location of these buffers shall be shown on all site plans. 16, the agriculture use notice shall be included in all restrictive covenants and condominium declarations. 17, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas. The areas of these bus stops with the approval of the local district shall be shown on the master site plan. 18, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the state and county emergency preparedness offices to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. 19, as stated by the applicant, subject to DLDOT's approval, the developer shall pave the shoulders on both sides of Route 30 to ensure the safe passage of farming equipment. 20, all single-family lots within the development shall be no less than 7,500 square feet in size and not less than 60 feet wide. 21, the location of all moderately priced housing units, also known as MPHUs, shall be shown on each of the site plans, including the master plan and phasing plan. The moderately priced housing units shall be coordinated through the Sussex County Office of Community Development. There shall be a total of at least 400 MPHUs located within this RPC and change of zone number 1618. 22, subject to Deldot's approval, all construction entrances shall be from Route 30. 23, DART shall be consulted prior to submission of the master plan with the location of a potential DART transportation stop shown on the master plan. A motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Mr. Cole, comments or questions?
Nope.
Mr. Phillips?
Nope.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah. I'm reading it pretty fast. Under section number 15, on the conditions, I guess it was.
On condition?
Yeah.
15?
15, item number 8. It says the RPC shall disturb a wastewater treatment facility and collection system and maintain it in accordance with DENRAC. But shouldn't that have some reference to, back earlier, you made reference in number 1724 about, you know, where the water has to go back in, and with all this wellhead protection stuff we're talking about, it's crucial that all the water go back into the ground and used to recharge back in the ground with spray irrigation or the rainfall situation, the way it works. Shouldn't that be in there?